everything in the neighborhood was incinerated. So it was very, very hard to see. A lot of times you think of a house fire and you think, well, somebody's going to fight the fire and maybe the stuff, because we have plastic tubs in the basement. And it was probably just on that thought, too, where, okay, if there's water pouring down on the house because somebody's fighting the fire, things in the basement will be probably flooded or soaking wet or something like that. But since nobody actually fought this fire at my house or any of the other ones around it, there was absolutely nothing left. Everything incinerated. The safe, everything in the safe, every single thing that I've ever touched in the last 58 years disappeared. We rented that house for 18 years. Our kids grew up there. Our entire life was that house. And we rented one before it, which was only, I don't know, a quarter mile away. So we've been in the Louisville area since we've moved here. We were looking for a house. We just, along the way, I have my own business, and we kind of put money back into the business. We put money into our kids to make sure they were fine, and we're never actually able to come up with enough down and at the right time and have enough to actually get a house. So we were actively looking for a house, but lately things, the last year and a half, 2 years, have just been crazy in the housing market. Everything doubled in price. So that made it even harder for us to actually find a place.
Have you been able to access federal support to get a more permanent rental home or a home until you are back on your feet?
No. We went to FEMA and they said, since I have a small business, I went to SBA, we filed something on the home side, we filed something on the business side. Both of those got denied because, being self-employed, they said I didn't have the ability to pay it back. So our credit is outstanding. Our life has changed a lot in the last 5 years, and we've really been able to put some money away, do some things and stuff like that. And that's why we decided, we need to buy a house. Because we were paying, at the end, we were paying $3,200 a month to rent that house and not getting anything out of it. So
this is going to take a while until you get the money that you are supposed to get, until they figure it out.
Yes, being a renter and having a renter's policy with State Farm, we had a renter's insurance, but when you get that, originally, you probably don't have as much in the beginning. And then as you grow and you get more stuff and everything like that, you never actually look back, or the State Farm doesn't say, you know what, we should look at your policy and maybe you should cover more. Because now, I have my business tools in the garage and plus everything in the house. It was all ours. It was not like a furnished house when we moved in or any of that stuff. It was all ours in there. And after 18 years and being a contractor, like I am, I remodeled the place and took care of it and did stuff like it was my own house, just because that's how I treat things. So I went back, and after the fire, being renters and State Farm told me like my maximum was going to be like $20,000 to cover what's in the house and the garage, which doesn't even come close to where I'm at.
Keith, you're sharing with us a really hard situation. Recently, Phil Weiser sent a communication requesting the landlords not to raise the prices for rentals and to be considered to also watch over for those that want to take advantage of this situation, this hard situation for people.
And I'm not sure how it actually works out, but I have a feeling that also if you did own a home and your policy was written to where it would cover rental in case of an emergency or you had to get out of the house or something like that, that maybe people are thinking, well, we can raise it because the insurance company is paying for it anyway, not actually the people who are living there.
Are you having to continue paying the rent in that home that you lived for 18 years?
No. And I was actually on a month-to-month lease. There was no lease for a year, any of that stuff. It was a month-to-month. We could have just said, okay, we're out of here. So, I mean, we didn't say it, but the fire did.
Keith, you really sound like you are well-versed and understand, but still, it sounds like it's not an easy situation. It's not easy to apply for the supports that you need.
There's got to be some way where the government could somehow help people qualify and get a home instead of everybody having to rent. Actually, I talked to people in my neighborhood, and even though there's no house on the property or anything, they're still having to pay HOA fees, which seems kind of ridiculous, since what's your homeowners association doing with that money if there's no houses there? So it just seems like somebody's not following the paperwork. It's just being generated by somebody who's not understanding what everybody has gone through and where they're at.
Elaborate a little more about this paperwork. So you're saying that people are requesting the support. People that are getting these papers are not understanding what the real situation is.
Yeah, exactly. How could you possibly ask somebody who lost their home, have no place to live, and then tell them they have to pay a homeowners association fee every month still? There are some houses, like not everyone in our neighborhood burned down. Everything to the west of us did, and four houses to the east did. But the people that are still there, and they're kind of telling them, well, we can't make them pay more for their homeowners fees to make up for the fees where the houses burned down. And it just sounds crazy that somebody would even be suggesting that would do it. People don't understand, like, you know, our Xfinity. I called right away our internet and I said, hey, this is what happened and we don't need internet anymore because there's actually no house and no anything. And then I get a text message, like, I did this like 2 weeks ago, and I got a text message this week that said, I need to return my equipment or I'm going to be charged. Now, that's somebody who has no idea. There is no equipment. There is nothing left. It all melted. It all disappeared. But I got a text message from somebody that, you know, from Xfinity saying, return your equipment or you're going to be charged for it. So, I don't know, just crazy things like that nobody is looking at it and understanding. I mean, we're going to go forward. That's the kind of people we are. We're not sitting in bed every day saying, I can't get out of bed. I can't function. We are still going forward. I'm still working, and we're going to make money and get a house and continue on.
That's for sure. You're going to be blessed with a lot of abundance. I have been speaking with Keith Ercik, a displaced renter, about the struggles he's facing due to the devastating fire.